Hello and welcome to another episode of Harry Telly Podcast here at BHVC Primary School. Today we are excited to be joined by Sophie Johnson from Blenavon Community Council and Tulvine Councillor Liam Cowles.
We will be finding out about the work that they both do within the local community and also throughout the borough of Tulvine. Hello to you both and thank you for taking the time to speak to us today.
Hi, thanks for having us. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here and thank you for inviting us.
Sophie, please can you tell us about your role within the Blenavon community?
So my job title is I'm a Community Wellbeing Development Officer. So it's very long, but it basically means it's my job to find out what the community want to see in Blenavon that's going to help their wellbeing and plan that and make it happen and run the projects just to keep everyone happy and healthy.
Liam, why did you decide to become a councillor in Blenavon?
So I was first elected to the town council around 3.5 years ago in 2019. And my main reason was looking at the council then, it didn't look enough like the community. There wasn't a wide enough age range on there. And as a younger person, I really wanted to get involved with local government in Blenavon. So that was my main reason. And obviously having the opportunity to represent the people who I grew up with in Blenavon.
What are the best things about serving the community of Blenavon?
The best thing is getting involved with everyone myself and seeing projects grow from an idea that a member of the community has had or that I've had, planning it, making it happen and seeing it happen and just seeing how it helps everyone and makes everyone feel good, really. And when people get involved and we have a good time and we all have a good time together, it's just really nice to see.
What kind of responsibilities do you have as a councillor?
The main one is being public's voice at local government. So, for example, on Mondays, if someone doesn't have their bin collected, I can report a missed bin collection on their behalf. Potholes on their road, for example, so I can report a pothole that needs filling in on their behalf. And any issue with the highway or any local government issue, I can be their voice and report that to the relevant officer in Tulvine.
What is the most challenging part of your role?
That's a good question. I'd say it's sometimes having too many ideas, and sometimes ideas are too big, really, and we don't have the money or the capacity to deliver them. So it would be good if we could do lots and lots and lots of different things, but sometimes your mind gets a bit carried away, doesn't it? And it runs away with you, and you make all these plans, and then you think, oh no, we're not going to be able to do that. And you have to think, well, how can we get around that? How can we overcome that and still deliver as best we can? So it's all about problem solving as well and trying to provide as much as you can for as many people as possible, making sure everybody's included and reaching as many people as possible. But yeah, that is quite challenging to think outside the box and still get something done.
How is your role as a Blenavon councillor different to your role as a Tulvine councillor?
It's a very good question, and it's something that a lot of the members of the public don't understand. So it's really, really good that you've given me the opportunity to explain the differences, because there are big differences. They're nothing alike, really. So Blenavon Town Council is the very first tier of local government. So it's the first tier from the public up to central government. Okay. So Blenavon Town Council's main role really in the community is to do things like Sophie's doing. So events within the community, fun things for the community. And we help organise the blessing of the crib and the lighting of the Christmas tree, Christmas markets, litter picks with the school, even we've done. So it's being that first tier of local government and making sure there are things going on in Blenavon at a local level. With regards to Tulvine County Borough Council, that involves a lot of what I gave an answer to my earlier question about reporting issues that people have to Tulvine County Borough Council officers, like potholes and bins are two of the most common issues. But how they operate are very different as well. So the town council has two meetings a month, a finance meeting and a full council meeting, where we discuss these things and make determinations on what we're going to do moving forward. Torvine County Borough Council has even more meetings than that. So they have their full council meeting once a month, but you put on various committees. So, for example, an education committee, a licensing committee, a healthier and prosperous committee, and various other ones. And you scrutinise a lot bigger projects, because Torvine County Borough Council have a lot more money than Plainhaven Town Council, which requires even more scrutiny than Town Council. So they are very different roles.
Sophie, what community projects are you involved in at the moment?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because there is a lot. And part of my job is promoting the events and the projects as well, so that everybody in Plainhaven knows about them and nobody misses out. So, like I was saying, we do weekly groups and clubs for people, because part of my job is promoting being active and healthy. So we run a family club on a Friday at 5 o'clock. In the Active Living Centre, and that's where you can come with your families, your mums, dads, brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, nans, granddads, anyone, come along. That's with Torvine Sports Development, and we do different sports each week, try out new skills, have really good games, it gets really competitive, it's a really good club. And then on a Wednesday we do Mums and Daughters, which is again a good way to stay active with your mum and your sisters and your cousins and your nans and your aunties. And we also do an over 60s exercise class at the Workman's Hall. That's a good class for over 60s to keep them sort of active and strong. And then we do a monthly cinema club, and that's about sort of helping people that might be lonely or isolated if they're on their own at home. So they can come along to the Workman's Hall, watch a film, have a cup of tea and coffee and some cake, and just get to know people and chat, make some new friends and get out and about. So that those are the three weekly ones that we do. And then we've got a good one coming up. It's called the Community Wellbeing Day, and that's going to be at the World Heritage Centre. And that's a day, a free day for everyone to come along. We'll have children's activities, face painting, loads of free food, got a magician, but we'll also have lots of groups and organisations there that can talk to you about things that might be bothering you or worrying you, or things you're uncertain of, and things your parents might want some more information of, just to let everyone in Plainhaven know what's available to them and all the amazing things we've got going on in Plainhaven. But it's going to be a really fun family community day, you know, so be good to see you all there, and I'll make sure the school knows about that as well. We've also, which I'm really happy about, secured funding for Torvine Play to come and do their sessions here in the half terms. So that's starting now in February, and that'll carry on through all the school holidays. So they'll be doing their play and wellbeing camps here. And then another one that I'm really sort of pleased about is the swimming sessions that we've organised with down at Pontypool Active Living Centre, and we've arranged some free transport, and this is in half term as well, so you guys can come down to the swimming pool where you can all have a free swimming session and then come back up on the coach. So hopefully that's going to be like a long-term thing. So that's another really good one coming up. We're also doing the Cookstar cookery sessions for children your age that can come along and learn some cookery skills and bake some really good things. So we've done that in the past couple of years, and that's been really popular. So that's coming along again. And also another one that's in the early stages of planning is something around like an Easter egg trail, Easter egg hunt through the town, with some clues, some heritage clues and things like that. So that's really exciting. And lots and lots of other things. They're all in the early stages now, because it takes so long to plan these things, and you have to book things so far in advance that we're even looking at Christmas things coming up now. We're looking at Christmas activities in February. So, yeah, but I'll make sure the school and everybody knows about everything that's going on, because we want as many people involved in all these fabulous things as possible.
What are your first impressions about visiting BHVC Primary School?
Well, to tell the truth, coming to this school is my favourite part about my job. I've been here a few times now with Little Voices and with the Eco Council as well. So I'm quite involved in the school. Even though I've only been in the role sort of 5 months, I've been quite involved in the school, which is fabulous. I think it's a lovely school. All the children I've met and all the teachers I've met have been so lovely and made me feel so welcome. I'm just really impressed with the school. I wish I went to a school like this when I was younger, because mine was nothing like this.
Liam, what do you like most about your councillor role?
For Blaenavon Town Council, it's without a doubt the events that we put on. Like Sophie mentioned, a lot of the work she's doing, but the events, like I've already mentioned, like the Christmas market and the lighting of the Christmas lights at Christmas time, and various other events. It's seeing the community and how much they appreciate that and how much they enjoy those events, and just seeing the community out in force and enjoying spending time within the town. And that's certainly a really, really good part of being a councillor, that we can be a small role in seeing the community enjoying themselves on at events and days like that. The Torvine one is a very straightforward one as well. The fact that I get to help members of the public with local issues, and 99.9% of them are really, really grateful when you're able to help them. The frustrating bit of that is sometimes you can't help them, and it's something that an officer can't do anything about, and they then can get frustrated at you. And but that's a very, very small part of the role. 99.9% of members of the public are really, really grateful for the help I give them, and that really gives me assurance that I'm doing my job right.
Do either of you have any hobbies in the community?
I don't have a lot of time for hobbies because I do have a day job as well as all the council stuff, but my main role outside of council and outside of work is I'm the secretary of Fordside Rugby Club, which is one of the two rugby clubs in Blaenavon. And so my role there is to be their voice between Fordside and the Welsh Rugby Union. So I'm suited to the role because it's a very similar role to being a councillor, quite frankly, which is representing the rugby club when we've got any issues with the Welsh Rugby Union, and just being the admin bit of the club. I receive all the emails. I filter those out to the relevant people in the club who need to see them. So that's my main role and my main hobby outside of work and council.
With me, I enjoy like running and walks and things like that. So there's so many amazing places around here to walk and have a run. So that's what I like to do the most. Yeah, just getting out in the fresh air and walking my dog or having a little jog. Yeah.
Thank you both for joining us today. We've really enjoyed finding out about your roles in the community.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been brilliant, and I'll see you all again soon.
Yes, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed talking to you about my roles, and I'll see you again soon. Thank you.
This has been TJ, Alexis, Cody and Elise for the Harry Telly podcast.